We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen, Shar Zechira, and Chelek Aleph, Perek Yud. We're holding where the paragraph says, Umailus Kedushas HaLomois, just a little background in regards to what the Chofetz Chaim has been discussing. In this parak we're discussing here, we're discussing the greatness of Lashon Hara, not Lashon Hara, of Shmiras HaLashon rather, Voyaboy Goydel Milas Shmiras HaLashon, the great aspects of one who refrains from speaking Lashon Hara and he guards his mouth, how he's Mekadish his Dibor, he sanctifies his speech. So the Shmiras HaLashon, the Chofetz Chaim was telling us yesterday that when a person uses his words properly, just at the end of the previous paragraph, he tells us, "Kedivri hakdusha shehaadam medaber poi bezeha olam lefnei Hashem isbarach." The words of kedusha that a person speaks here in this world, in front of Hashem, nivroim lemaila olamois umalachim kedoshim. The person creates worlds. He creates Malachim Kedoshim. What are these worlds that Malachim Kedoshim do? V'yu achakach malitzim u'praklitim over nishmosai. These are Malachim. In these worlds, they are the defenders of his neshama. They speak. They're advocates on his behalf. Let's just continue the next paragraph. U'mailas kedushas ha'ilomais v'malachim shenivru al'idei ha'toyer v'amitzvah shaloi tol b'kam inyonim. Now, the worlds that a person creates through his speech, his proper speech, and the malachim that he creates depends on a couple points. Aleph, lefi ha'achana, shohayoloi be'esahi. One is the preparation that he has at the time when he does the mitzvah, prepares for the mitzvah. Mehechin es atzmoi be'esahi. B'chol koychoysov, if he prepared himself with all of his strength, l'kayim, kefiat Torah b'chol chalakov, u'pratov shitzorech lazeh. Did he fulfill every stipulation? Did he do the mitzvah wholeheartedly? According to the level and the way he does his mitzvah, so too is the advocate that he creates on his behalf. This is what we're up to today. Now he says, Beis, he tells us the other stipulation in regards to a person creating the defenders, the advocates on his behalf, are the tools that he uses, the Torah and the mitzvahs. What is the specific tool of the Torah and mitzvahs? It's the dibur, it's the speech, the klei hadibur. She'im heim yafim umehudarim, because if the klei hadibur, if his mouth speaks properly, she'mishtamshim behem tamid latoiv, that they're used on a regular basis for good, then he will be creating powerful, strong advocates. V'aldeize nischaze koyach kidushosam, and through this he strengthens his kedusha. Yesh bem koyach lahamshech kedusha yoyno v'or gadol al ha'inyan hahu. That his mouth, when it's used properly, enables the mitzvahs and the Torah that he does to be strengthened on a higher level. However, the flip side, the reverse is the same. But if the person blemishes the power of his speech, chas v'shalom, eskoyach hadibur shaloi, how does he ruin, he's metame, how does he put filth then tuma into his speech through lashon hara, urechilos by speaking gossip and ridiculing, lashon hara, leitzanus, sheker, v'chadayme, and other aspects of forbidden speech. And if a person does not do tshuva, v'lo yaseh tshuva, v'achakach yidaber b'fiv divrei Torah b'tfila, very powerful words now. A person who uses his mouth first to speak words of divurim asurim, forbidden speech, and he does not do tshuva, and then he uses that same mouth to daven and learn Torah, Eze koyach yesh bahen lahamshich ala Torah v'atfila hi kedusha yoyna. What kind of power and strength does this person have to create worlds and malachim if they are first full of shmutz, if the mouth is full of tuma, if the mouth is full of lashon hara? What kind of Torah and tefillah is he saying afterwards to create these malachim and the worlds to be advocates on his behalf? Acharei sheklei ha-mivta shaloi hem pigumim utmeyim ba'atzma mikvar. After this klei ha-mivta, this utensil of speech is ruined. It's pogum, it's blemished. Because he proceeded with lashon hara. We're going to see now a haggah, a footnote from the Chafetz Chaim, that he brings from the Al-Shech HaKadosh. I just want, before we see this, I just want to point out, just want to summarize what we just learned. Basically, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that when a person uses his words for Torah and Tefillah, he creates malachim, he creates, as the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, he creates worlds. That, what do these mean, these malachim, these worlds? What this means is that he is creating advocates on his behalf. And we get the Shemayim after 120 years. They say, we were created from this mitzvah, and so on and so forth. But if a person is a person who speaks lashon hara, and a person who hurts people with words, then the Torah and tefillah that he did afterwards is blemished. It's crippled. So what did he do? He created crippled malachim. And when they want to go up to Shemayim and be advocates on his behalf, Hashem will say, why do you look so distorted? Why do you look so blackened? So the person says, well, I was created when the person did this mitzvah. So why is he so blemished? And the reason is because it was preceded with words of lashon hara, with words of rechilus, with words of sheker, with words of einos devarim, with harmful words. And then this malach that could have been strong and healthy and to be a good advocate is now turned around to prosecute. He now brings from the Al-Shech HaKadosh, interestingly enough, the Siyad Shemaya, is that as quoting a pasuk in last week's parasha, Parashas Tetzaveh. He says as follows. We're going to see this. I'm going to paraphrase his points over here. V'zeh l'shoyin ha'alshich ha'kodosh al ha'pasuk in Shmoyis Chaf Ches, Pasuk Lamed Hei. The Pasuk tells us, V'hoyo al aroin l'shoreis, v'nishma koyloi b'voyo al ha'kodosh. In discussing the me'il, the garment that the Kohen would wear, when Aaron the Kohen would wear it, when you do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, we know that they were pamoin v'rimoin, bells. And when the Kohen would wear this garment, it would make a sound. The sound of the bells in the robe would be heard when he enters the Kodesh before Hashem, and when he comes out, so that he should not die. That's the Pasuk. Says the Al-Shech HaKodesh. V'ato sono kal v'choymer. The Al-Shech HaKadosh says we should make a Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Uma'i Melech HaKushi. Chorash es charshi adama lahevel adama. The chayiv es roishcha b'shari soisoi b'kli bilti tahor. Umagam ato ato yotush notush. Ki serav es libcha lis hader lifnei mish omar vayoilum. Asher l'gdulosoi mi me'akdoishim el yoinim v'tachtoinim. V'sof berura, we'll explain in a second. Uv'ni'ima k'doisho yekidai lamoy lefonav l'dabre ilof. Says the Alshech, if a person would stand in front of a king with a mouth that is disgusting, speaks vile language, the king would have his head chopped off. Off with his head. This is how you come, and you come in front of a king with schmutz and filth. A person has the chutzpah, the audacity, to come in front of the Bar Yoilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher l'kdu losoi, mi me'akdoishim al-yonu tachdoinim, that the average person would be petrified to come to speak to Hashem. U'l'adabrei lov, kavachoymer, ben benoish l'kavachoymer, ki yakrav ish, who ben Beliyah, when the person comes to speak in front of Hashem, and he's full of schmutz. What kind of schmutz? The schmutz with his mouth, which was used incorrectly. How was his mouth used incorrectly? Medabrei lo betumas vasayim. He used it to speak words of impurity. Ki picho shalach beras nivlas apev timois. The mouth is disgusted for what he spoke. How he spoke. Says the Alshech, how could it be a person comes to praise Hashem with that same mouth that is a disgusting piece, a keli, a utensil used for improper speech? He says, if in front of a regular king of Bas Vadam, he would say off with his head, how much more so by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says in the next paragraph, V'hu ki ha-minavel piv b'chelas tumas nivlas peh, one who speaks inappropriately, shakets ishakets piv ulushoynet v'say v'say v'im ki yasom basas l'davar ha-asar. This person has used this mouth, shaket to shaket, it's piv, as a disgusting abomination. He made it a container for forbidden speech. Ve'eichacha ucha yucha lamoi lefnei melech malchei hamlochim meped doivin nevolo. V'layikzoif al koiloi leimor. How could it be a person can stand in front of the King of all kings, doivin nevolo, and speak profanities, improper speech, and Hashem would not be upset with his anger by his voice? Leimor, mize nivze orei valiboy lamor lefonav levakish rotzayin ala vaynoisov, benivoy nivze b'kli mechoyar mukze machmas mius. Who is this standing in front of me with this disgusting mouth? Would a person dare serve a king with dirty garments? The king would command the person to destroy him, to kill him. How can a person come to serve a king with soiled garments? That's the mashal. The nimshal is, how can a person praise Hashem with Torah mitzvahs, with a mouth that is used for evil speech? V'oy lo lo'oy sabusha, woe is to such a person with such disgrace that he has brought upon himself, ki sovay beis Hashem, that he'll come to the house of Hashem. loy limnato milohavi ovid meiraglayim ba migdosh mivnei kavod hashoichin sham. And he did not, this person did not refrain and hold himself back from bringing a pail full of bodily waste into the house of Hashem because of the kavod. He doesn't care about this. Referring to his mouth. V'ana toilich escher pascha. Ki tapoich kli shareis ha'oime le shareis boi eskoincha lecha min habibin. What an embarrassment that a person is using his mouth, which was created to make brachas, which was created to praise Hashem. And this mouth has become a cesspool, a dirty, despicable, disgusting source of evil speech. The same tool that was created to praise Hashem is now disgracing, is now destroying, is now separating. The mouth that a person speaks not just regular idle chatter, common speech. Even such a speech, a person would be embarrassed if he would just speak with that same mouth, regular mundane talk. And then to go praise Hashem, he would feel uncomfortable. As he brings the Yushalmi and Brachas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. Miyitein v'hayali beis piyos. What would it be? Imagine if Hashem, he says, would have given me, so the Yushalmi tells us, two mouths. Why would a person need two mouths? Echol adabra boitzorchi beisi, v'echol adabra boim koini. One mouth to speak mundane issues with my Creator, and one mouth to speak mundane issues with my household, and one mouth to speak mundane matters. One mouth to speak holy matters with my Master, with Hashem. So he's bringing you a Yerushalmi that's telling us that if, when it comes to a person to just speak regular talk, there's this havamina, there's this thought process that one should have two mouths. One mouth to talk about the regular mundane necessities, nothing with forbidden speech, and one mouth to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'echol adabrim bo'im koini. U'ma'agamata asher b'peh tome yaroich lefonov yizbarach levakish rotzoim. Now, with a peh tome, with a Talmudic mouth, a person is going to come to speak with Hashem, to ask Hashem for his needs. Ki eich yeh l'rotzen al-morov. How can a person even come to fathom that Hashem will think highly of such a person? Im hasanegir hu ha-kategor. V'da bercho bo yeh l'cho l'mazkir ovoin. That when this person comes to speak, he uses the same mouth to praise Hashem, but he preempted this mouth with words of forbidden speech. How can he create advocates on his behalf? What he is doing is creating prosecutors. The Torah that he learns, the tefillah that he davens, which was not preempted by tshuva, because he spoke Lashon Hara, he creates prosecutors against him. Ayin shom shehevi maimer chazal alzeh. The Chavetz Chaim now tells us, look in the Al Shech HaKadosh, who brings Mamar Mechazal on this. V'siyim al zeh, and he concludes, V'zeh l'shoynoi, and this is the end of the words of the Al Shech HaKadosh. V'hein zois tirmois, Tairaseinu be'emar, this is what the Torah is hinting to us, is telling us. V'hoyo al aroin, it will be an aroin, this robe, this me'il, loymar, to come to tell us, to teach us, ki kasher hadibor, Shonimshol al elamiel, the speech which is compared to the garment, the robe, shidibarnu boi lamaila, which was discussed above in the beginning of this discussion, yiyeh al aroin L'shoris boyes Hashem will be placed in Aaron to serve him. V'loy l'mashu hefchoy. But the me'il is there so that Aaron can wear it to serve Hashem, but not the opposite. But not that it should be used incorrectly. Oz v'nishma koyle b'tfilosoy. Then, if this person uses his me'il, meaning his dibor, his speech properly, then v'nishmat koyloi, then it's v'tfilosai. Then when the person bevoyal ha-koydesh, l'dabra ito yizbarach, when he comes to listen, when he comes to speak to Hashem, Hashem will listen to his words. Ma'ashein kein yimishapech chalila. However, if God forbid a person uses his speech incorrectly, then his words will not be listened to by Hashem. But just the opposite, if a person uses his speech incorrectly, he's not creating advocates on his behalf, he's creating prosecutors on his behalf. We'll stop here with the Shmiras Lashon for today. Just to review, we are discussing the power that when a person uses his speech properly, he creates advocates. He creates those who will say to Hashem, I was created from this mitzvah, from this maisa, from this dibor, this Torah, this tefillah. But when a person first uses that koyach ha-dibor for forbidden speech, and then he goes to davun and do mitzvahs and learn Torah, then it's preempted by the shmutz, the tuma of his forbidden speech, and then he creates prosecutors to prosecute against him. And we'll stop here for today and continue with him next week with this sefer. Thank you.